episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drunk, fuck, tonight. Open up to your bum.
A lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Now recording.
Ready to go, Roro.
2, 2, 1, 2. G'day, mate. How are you? Saturday the 12th of July. Rick and Roro 38.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the Nostalgia Hour. Rick and Roro.
The date.
We'll do it again. Okay, so Saturday the 12th of July, 2025. Don't worry. It was a great show last week. Yeah, so it's Rick and Roro 38, and I'm not actually allowed to talk until I sell. I had to pay Velocet $300 to actually.
$333, I would say, would be the most equal amount. No, I'm not joking. What do you mean?
No, more than that. Look, it's not like I'm short of a quid at the moment. So
exactly. And I am short of a quid, and I've paid.
You are short of a quid. All right. Yep. Well,
so. Let's talk about some silly shit I did.
I left all my beers in the freezer, so they're all popsicles. My beers tonight are all popsicles.
Did the lids pop off?
Yeah, the lid popped a little bit. They did. Yes.
No. Yeah. If they didn't pop off, you can thaw them out. Just, I think they'll be fine.
Look at them here. I should get Chrissy to take a photo of them. I was so silly. But yes, so the big thing during the week was the Ozzy Osbourne.
Two big things during the week for England rock music in general.
England, yes.
England swings like a pendulum do.
I thought he had to sing. He had to sing, even though he was strapped to his chair, like
Okay. So the back to the beginning was the name of the concert. So now I'm suggesting there's something nefarious with this whole thing as well, because it's timed right, you know. And you had the imagery of Black Sabbath. Not that they've got anything to do with anything nefarious. They've just played by their management and the record companies, and
you actually didn't pay for it, you watched it on Meta or something, or on Facebook.
They're obviously going to release it as a big thing. It'll be and apparently this is what I'm hearing. Apparently, it's all going to Parkinson's disease, children.
That's right. Yeah, that woman's not going to get her claws on the whole thing. What's her name? Sharon. Sharon. Sharon.
Sharon.
Sharon. Yeah. Yeah. When I swear to God, it's like I still think it's like, you know, I hate reality TV, but I Rick and Rollo.
You're listening to
Rick and Rollo.
Rick and Rollo. 38.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
And you're listening to Rick and Rollo, episode number 38, on Saturday the, what was the date, 12th of July 2025.
What voice are you doing there? You sound like you're doing voice. A little a bit radio. Of... Yeah, what was his name? My favorite, his name was, he used to do Midnight Till Dawn.
Yeah, he's dead. Owen, is it begins with O? Owen.
I thought it was John Laws. John Laws, did John Laws ever do Midnight Till Dawn?
No. No.
He was like 9 till 12, wasn't about, he?
Owen Delaney, is it?
No, I'm talking about. Oh, he was wonderful. Clive Robertson. There you go, Clive. See, it didn't take you long to get it, Clive Robertson. Yeah, but he talks in that sort of, and he didn't mind, like, you know, whether you called
having a quiet voice like this and talking like this. Yes, very witty guy too. Very witty, like me. Very witty.
You are a very witty fellow.
I am very witty. I will blow my own trumpet.
So we're going to still talk about the Ozzy Osbourne.
You go, and then I'm going to talk. Well, we can talk about this for hours.
Who did you think were the best? I thought Slayer were awesome. One of my favorite bands.
Look, I saw them coming, didn't I? So did you see
Tom Araya, my favorite Slayer song of all
Rain
time.
Blood.
And Rain in Blood from A Lacerated Sky, Bleeding Its Horror, Rain in Blood.
Oh, look, it's going to be fantastic when they release it. It'll come out like a Live Aid. Have you ever seen the Live Aid, the official Live Aid? Where they just.
In the mid 80s.
Yeah.
Who stole the show? It was obviously Queen. David Bowie as well. Yeah.
No, but also interesting. Black Sabbath. That was, I couldn't believe it. I came home from the pub.
What's your favorite Black Sabbath song? Well, my favorite song is I Am.
You know, I like the. I reckon the writ, but it's the writ as in a legal document. I reckon that is one of the greatest.
That's your favorite song?
Evil.
The Writ.
It's not what you call a top 20 type song, but it's fantastic. It's one of my favorite. And it starts off though, Am I Going Insane? Starts off with that evil laughing of an insane asylum and some mad people laughing. And sure. I think they're real. I think they might be really recorded in an insane asylum. And why not? It's just evil. It's from Sabotage, which is one of my favorite albums. But I'm a Black Sabbath tragic. I can tell you almost anything.
Sabotage. Now, when you say Sabotage, it reminds me of that. What was that?
Beastie Boys.
The Beastie Boys Sabotage. That's a great song too. But my favorite Ozzy Osbourne song is where he's having a go at Jimmy Swaggart. It's called Miracle Man.
Miracle Man. It's a solo one. I think they had Jakey Lee on.
Yeah, with Zach Wilde does the guitar
on. I might have been. Now, I'll just say that Zach Wilde was fantastic. Jakey Lee got up and played. Jakey Lee got shot
He's still with us.
There you go. Tony Orlando.
I didn't realize that Jakey Lee was still with us. You know, it's something.
He was barely with us because he's got arthritis. He's not looking too well, but he got shot. He apparently got shot three times last year. when he was walking his dog in New York somewhere.
So, wow, what was his name? John Lennon.
No, but he got shot, didn't he? Like what happened, to be honest, this is a conspiracy theory, but most people that get shot don't die. It's very, and
so Jackie Lee was just walking his dog and got shot three times and survived.
That's, again, Tony Orlando and Dawn. Shot three times in the on the ceiling if you want me.
Is that a joke? Are you joking or are you serious?
I'm being witty, Rollo.
Are you being witty? All right.
But, yeah, no, he got shot three times. Now, I do think there were the fakeologists.
I've got to go to my fridge and grab a beer. What have you – let's do – what's in your hand?
Cooper's dry, no preservatives, family brewed, low carb, 101 calories.
I've got, would you believe, a beer that is totally frozen. Look at this thing.
What's the use of it?
It's like a
brother.
You can use I left it as a suppository in the freezer.
You can use it as a suppository and insert it up your rectum.
Stick it up my ass.
And then let it dissolve naturally, and you should get drunk slowly.
I'm not sticking that up my ass, but did you enjoy my balcony? Like, I showed you the photo of my new. Yeah. Isn't it awesome? My view of my house.
We're straying from the subject. Let's keep talking about Black Sabbath.
So, to be honest,
the stuff I saw on Facebook and it was getting released by people that were just sharing it live in the stadium. And because everyone's got high level iPhones,
the audio quality was perfect. All the ones I watched.
The latest iPhone can pick up every single thing, and so you were getting people were sharing things, but as fast as they were sharing it, it was getting deleted by rig record companies because one of the best performance I saw on that day, without any doubt, was the supergroups. There was a few supergroups formed, and you had members of Tool. Not that I'm a fan of them, but
what's your favorite Tool song? My favorite Tool song.
None.
You don't like them?
No.
They're a bit dodgy.
And particularly, my son likes them. He thinks they're fantastic.
I think the song is Sober. My favorite Tool song is Sober. Like, and if Velocet was here right now, he would.
Yeah.
How ironic. You understand what irony is, don't you?
Irony is something the women should do after the clothes have been taken out of the.
Oh, Do you know what Rick said? He said irony is what women should be doing. Get back into the kitchen. Get back in the kitchen and cook me some dinner. Oh, look, she's having a laugh at you. She actually gets the irony.
I actually used that once on someone I didn't like very much to say, and they got so upset.
Did they get the joke? No, they got
really insulted.
Oh, but fuck's sake.
It is funny, isn't it? Irony is something the woman should be doing.
Yeah, it's like Goldie Bronzy, but it's irony, it's made of iron.
Back to now, I'm telling you, the greatest performance that I saw on that day was the supergroup that had the drummer from Weird Hot Chili Peppers, Will Ferrell. Mm-hmm. They've got it. Look, they have got to be related. You cannot – those two, you've seen them on that Jimmy Kimmel or one of those talk shows when they come out both wearing their hats backwards. And look, you cannot tell the difference between Will Ferrell and the drummer from – what's his name? From Chad. From Red Hot Chili Peppers, Just Google, because everyone jokingly calls the drummer from Red Hot Chili Peppers Will Ferrell because he looks a spitting image of him when he's got his baseball cap on backwards.
My favorite Red Chili Pepper is Flea, the bassist.
What a fucking wanker! I mean,
you don't like him?
No, why? Well, he's probably a nice guy. But he doesn't impress me. He does not. He's Australian. Did you know that? Did you?
How
know
about
that?
I did not know that. Yes, yeah, so yep. Flea
is Australian.
Yeah, and you know that Mel Gibson's not Australian. He's American. He was born
same with Nicole Kidman.
Born in Miami. Nicole Kidman. Was yeah. Born
Hawaii.
Yep.
But anyway, the supergroup came out and it had what's his name from Rage for the Machine.
Oh, the guy that ran the whole show.
Tom Morello, Billy Joe from Green Day were on guitars, and I think Ron Wood from the Rolling
Stones.
What's
your favorite Green Day? What's your favorite Green Day song?
They're another wannabe punk band. Oh, they're not punk to me. They're like a
wannabe. See what you did there?
Like Blink 182. They had some really catchy songs. But I like Blink 182 more than I do Green Day. But
what's your favorite Blink 182 song?
Oh, I can't remember, but they're all good. They really are. They're a good, great songwriting team and singers. Good, not a bad band. But again, I'm proper punk era. Like I grew up actually when it came out.
What's your favorite Amel and the Snippers song? I don't mind. Muzzle.
She's looking fantastic. Anyway.
What about the chick from Transmission Vamp?
Wendy Richards. Wendy James.
She's a little Wendy James. She's not looking the best,
Wendy James looks She looks exactly like you meant to do when you're 60 years of age and you're a female.
Exactly. Yes.
She has had no surgery and she looks fantastic.
My favorite song of the Transition Bab is I want your love. Your love.
Because it was a great video, a great song.
Because she had the pink.
84.
Yeah, no, 1988. I met her. I kissed her and I had a little cuddle with her. Yeah. Just a little, in Canberra. What's it called? Queen Bian.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You've told me this.
Anyway,
Rollo, let me finish. Yeah. Rollo, shut up. Let me finish my story.
Good.
To me, the one that blew my head off.
Say Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews, Rollo. The one that blew my head off when I heard it got shared across Facebook was, what's his name from Aerosmith? Julie Andrews. Steven Tyler came out and did, apparently they did four songs or three songs, but the last one they did, instead of playing a Black Sabbath song, and I think he might have done this as a bit of a fuck you to Sharon Osbourne, they played a Led Zeppelin song, Whole Lot of Love, and he is 77 years of age, same age as Ozzy Osbourne, and he absolutely smashed it out of the park. Wow. And it had Chad from, on drums, and he's a good drummer, there's no doubt about that. The great guitar from Tom Morello and that Billy Joe, and Ron Wood from the Rolling Stones. It just went off. And
can you imagine being there? Yeah. I swear.
To me, that was awe-inspiring.
Yeah. Can you imagine being backstage with all of those guys?
Backstage would have been awesome. Sharon Osbourne, apart from Ozempic. And now I'm going to have to interrupt here. I'm suggesting that Ozempic is being promoted by the Osbournes, Ozempic. Mm. Osbourne, she did that thing, and you shared it.
Kelly has to be on it.
So they all Ozzy,
the daughter,
Sharon, and the other fat-headed one.
Oh, Sharon is swearing off it. She just goes,
No, they're not, Rollo. You shared that thing, and to me, it was 100% puff piece promoting Ozempic, masked as a human interest. Yep. Sorry, I'm shutting a window. They're definitely promoting Ozempic. And the fact that it's Osbourne, Ozzy, Ozempic, there's a there, 100%. Has anyone else suggested this? No, it's a total exclusive Rick and Rollo show where you hear the hard stuff first.
Well, she said she can't her pancreas or whatever, she can't put weight on anymore, and she does look ill. She looks like she's got cancer. She really does.
She did have cancer.
Aussie's wife.
Sharon did. She did. Apparently, she had bowel cancer. That's that she said. I don't know if it's true or not.
Mm.
Mm. But no.
The easiest way to lose weight.
Ozempic would be paying them millions of dollars just talk about it. And that's what they're doing. And next thing you know, there's Kelly pretending to be, Mum, I've taken this thing. And they start talking about it. You shared that.
Tell me what Aussie said about, you're not marrying my fucking daughter or something. Well, what was that?
That was a proof that, so he's obviously, he can't walk properly, but his mind is totally sharp and intact. And Kelly's boyfriend, some weirdo American guy, backstage said, and they tried to do it so that it was official, Sharon must have known what he's going to do. And she's gone, everyone has to be quiet, everyone. And this guy comes up and he goes, Kelly.
So he was going to propose on stage.
No, they're doing this backstage. It wasn't on the front of the stage.
Oh, okay.
It was just backstage. And the guy starts to, he goes, Kelly, I love you.
He gets down on his knees.
And Ozzy goes, fuck off, you're not marrying my fucking daughter. And like right in front, he completely ruined the whole moment. And I laughed my head off. I thought, because he knew,
that's
he
awesome.
Didn't know. But he suddenly realized what was going on. He goes, fuck off, you're not marrying my daughter. And it ruined the romanticness of the whole event. It was totally unromantic.
I'm telling you,
that wedding is going to fail big time, guaranteed. I'm going to predict that one now.
Yes.
But it's very sad to watch Ozzy, because I've been, again, a fan since the 70s.
Well, they strapped him into that chair, apparently, so he didn't. He didn't blow.
They should have had some kind of scaffolding and had him standing up like in a pulpit that he could have leant on, like you know, because they're calling him the Prince of Evil, or Prince of Darkness, and all this bullshit. Ozzy Osbourne is the most unevil person ever.
It was a lovely chair. And his tonsils are still good. Like
they were good when he. So what he had to do was.
Are they using what's that called? Auto tune?
He was out of tune all over the place. But he had to stop taking his painkillers because he's. I know this for a fact because I've dealt with a few people that have taken it. If you're on if you got Parkinson's disease. You have to take these things that stop the tremors, because you start shaking violently. And so he said,
from Back to the Future?
I think, have you seen all Dave J stuff exposing him, that he's faking the whole thing? I've got no doubt, because no one has been through Parkinson's for more than 30 years like Michael J. Fox.
I always thought he, what was it called? The diet Pepsi. What's the actual ingredient that makes it sweet? Aspartame.
No, I think Michael J. Fox is faking it, and Dave J.
You can say that.
Surely you've seen Dave J.'s stuff on Michael J. Fox over the last 8 years on Fakeologist.
Mm.
He's put out. You just have to go up Dave J. YouTube if you can.
Are you guys still doing your show together?
Yes, and they're going really.
Yeah, good. Well, let me just say a big shout out to Dave J, because one of my favorite times I had a chat with Dave J was when, that's right, he lived in the suburb where they filmed.
Yes, Poltergeist.
That's right, and that woman. The woman where there were skeletons, they were actually real skeletons. They couldn't afford plastic ones.
Couldn't
in Poltergeist. Well, they were real. They were real human skeletons.
Yeah. Well, he would have just done that because it would be more nefarious. That's what Spielberg would have done that for. Anyway, back to... He's got Parkinson's disease, obviously.
Yes.
And you've got to remember, he broke it.
Rick and Roller 38.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
The 12th of July, Saturday, the 12th of July, 2025, Rick and Rollo 38. Yeah, we're discussing the most amazing show during the week, the Ozzy Osbourne. The band was, he did sing on his own.
When he did his solo stuff, which came out before, so Black Sabbath closed the whole thing. And that's Geezer Butler. Bill Ward came back. You know, Bill Ward is a drummer. They sacked him so many times, but he was.
Why do they sack him?
Because of just arguments and stuff that.
Do you remember the drummer that was it Led Zeppelin? Who was the drummer that almost died because he took an overdose? What was his name?
Keith Moon.
Someone in the crowd said, "I can play." Yeah.
Anyway, that was a Who concert, and he took
the
Quaaludes.
Who, yeah.
He took a handful of Quaaludes, and they hit right as he was halfway through the concert. He just collapsed and fell asleep
on
the drums.
And Pete Townsend, and the dude said, in the front row. Can anyone play the drums?
And a guy got up there and blow me down. He did it. What a night that guy had.
Yeah, and they recorded that too. And
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, yep. And he was thrilled to bits that fellow just.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine being in the audience? That's every man, every rock fan's wet dream.
Absolute dream. Yeah. Keith Moon passes out. You know exactly the three songs that you can play perfectly. You can play perfectly, and you get up there, so the kit's already, you know, leveled and balanced, ready for you. So you obviously know what you're doing. You know, with your drum kit, you've got to level it out, and he just gets up out of nowhere and just bang.
Anyway, back to the future. Oh, sorry, Back to the beginning again.
Back to the Ozzy Osbourne.
When he came out and he sung the his solo stuff, he did sound quite good. And they had, there's a guy called Nuno Bettencourt from the band Extreme.
Okay.
This guy got up and played with Zakk Wylde on those Ozzy Osbourne things. And he played the stuff, you know, what's Ozzy's... the guitar,
Miracle Man.
I can't stand
Miracle Man, where he does
the harmonics. The first guitarist died in that mysterious.
Oh yeah, the plane. That's right.
Randy
Rhodes, that was awful.
Randy
Rhodes.
Who yep. I have to say this: Dave J reckons that Randy Rhodes has actually come back as a girl called Randy Rhodes. Did you know that?
How did he die again? It was an idiotic thing. They're on a tour,
and they pulled into some big farm area, and one of the guys said, I've got my plane in the garage and I'm a pilot. Yeah. Do you want to come and do some? And so apparently Randy Rhodes got in the plane and they were doing lots of coke, right? And this roadie was piloting the plane and it went straight into a barn and blew up apparently and killed Randy Rhodes. That's the story.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Randy Rhodes is like this mythical guitarist to, not to me. I don't care how fucking fast he can play. nothing he played to me was anything like Tony Iommi, who just is a riff master. You know, just he just plays catchy stuff. I was no fan of Randy Rhoads.
All right, so if I say Tony Iommi or Zakk Wylde, who's quicker?
Tony Iommi.
Tony Iommi. Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. Well, yeah, but Tony Iommi has actually got three plastic.
Do you know what Zakk Wylde can do? He does those beautiful pinch. You know how to do a pinch harmonic without doing it by accident.
Well, that's what he does. That's what he did. Yeah. Nuno Bettencourt from the band Extreme, who was boring. Mm. Middle of the road metal band.
Okay.
He got up there and he played, and I would say you'd have to ask someone like Fast Value make sure he listens to the show and he can answer this question. But I think Nuno Bettencourt played Randy Rhoads as good as Randy Rhoads. He said he didn't. He was just being respectful. Yeah. But I'm telling you, that guy can play complex guitar. There's no doubt about that. Frank Zappa would have employed Nuno Bettencourt as a guitarist.
My wife went and watched the Australian guy who played classical gas.
Him. They're great as well. Those guys could probably pull it off.
What was
the two brothers?
Tommy Emmanuel. He plays classical gas like.
Yeah,
like,
they're both masters. That's his craft. And he could probably play. I'm not sure. Apparently, Randy Rhoads was pretty good. Now, that song that Randy Rhoads played on originally, I do like that Bang Your Head by Quiet Riot. That's where he was from. He was originally the Quiet Riot guitarist. That song, Bang Your Head, that came out in about 84 by Quiet Riot. I think that's still holds still
far. What's their biggest? We're not gonna take it.
No, Rollo.
Is it?
That's Twisted Sister.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Quiet Riot had a very commercial metal band as well. But it's funny that the lead singer of
I mentioned the Mummers
was the drummer for
the
Ted Nugent.
Last. Yeah. Oh, Ted Nugent. Yeah.
Look, anyway,
seriously, I've got a million things here to talk about. But
we'll come back to the Black Sabbath thing. Yeah, I'll just have to say this before we move off. The second biggest thing ever in rock and roll was Oasis, and this isn't for America or any other country.
Now, Liam Gallagher, or which Gallagher are we?
Noel and Liam.
Noel and Liam. Who's the real cunt that?
No, Liam.
You're nasty. Liam.
Your knobhead. Fuck off your knobhead.
He said that about Michael Hutchins. He said that about. Your has-beens. Yeah.
Yeah, what a wanker he was. Sorry.
Yeah. That's awful to say about. I mean,
for anyone listening at the Q Awards, and there's for some weird reason, there's a British music, one of the biggest British magazines is called Q. You know, why do they have to keep having Q all the time? The 17th letter of the alphabet, everywhere you look is Q. There was a big rock. Because Q is like Mojo magazine, which is the Mojo I would put out there as the greatest music appreciation magazine ever written.
Okay.
It's still worth it. Yeah. But anyway, at the awards, they had Michael Hutchins they were getting an award. And it was some reason, some fucking spastic suggested, we'll get Liam Gallagher to host it. Mm. And instead of saying, here you go, there's a fantastic. He goes, here you go, you're a has-been, and I'm the new rock god. And like, Liam Neeson will never be a rock god. He's just a character.
I'll say it again. Apart from Wonderwall, do you know any other song that Oasis? Apart from Wonderwall.
Because they're beginning to Morning. What's the story? Morning.
Whereas,
glory.
Hey, I'll ask you three In Excess songs. What are your favorite In Excess songs? I know mine.
Falling Down the Mountain.
There you go.
Not Enough Time.
What about Dancing on the Jetty?
I don't even know.
Dancing on the Jetty is so friggin' awesome. It's one of my wife's favorite songs.
Look, Michael Hutchence,
what was their first hit? Their first hit was it was in a little square box where they put what was In Excess's first hit?
I think it was called Walk. Something about
don't. Yeah, Chrissy says Walk. Don't change.
Oh well, no. That wasn't their first. But that's
I like the Lowenstein, the two Lowenstein ones. You know the Lowenstein. What was
Lowenstein? Lowenstein was a director.
Yeah, yeah, but they were the best. What about I Need You Tonight? 1988. Did you guys bit meh?
No. I don't like. I can't.
I Need You Tonight.
If it charts, I'm not a fan of any charting music.
Okay.
But usually, I like to be a bit different. But
my wife's favorite one is Wishy Washy. Have you ever heard of Wishy Washy? It's classic. It is. No, it was 1982, and she's still got the record.
Back to Oasis. So they've just reformed.
Noel or Liam? Are they still
they've
together?
Reformed. That's what Rollo. I'm saying they've just reformed, and somehow, and I'll tell you why. Okay, England is dying. Right, England has got being turned into a Muslim state. As we speak right now, it already is. So the last grasp of that. So what you're going to see in these audiences, I guarantee if you pan around and look in the audiences, they will be 98% white males and females in the Oasis concerts. And so those two Gallaghers that right now, if they wanted to, they could really start a revolution because England is being turned into this like filthy, dump of a migrant like London itself, it's just and Birmingham and loads of places. It's like a slum full of Muslim migrants that have just been given lots of money to come over there. Indians, Muslims, wherever they're from, and the streets are full of it's crime everywhere, that's litter everywhere. I mean, it's falling to pieces, but the Oasis concerts will be all white people, guaranteed.
Yeah. What about in Manchester? It's not Manchester.
Where they're from. Oasis are from Manchester.
Manchester, right? So what about like not Liverpool? Where's Aussies from? He's from
Birmingham.
You could. Where's exactly.
Where typo errors from? Now that's the other thing. The main, if you look around at the concert, Black Sabbath, which had 40,000 people in the stadium, could have been more. I'm not sure. I think it was about 40,000. They were all white, guaranteed.
It's not a racism thing.
It's not racist. No, but it's a predominantly The music of Black Sabbath and Oasis and Beatles and stuff are white. It's white rock and roll.
That's right. It is white rock and roll.
You've never seen so many white people in the same room together ever as those two concerts. And I'm telling you, the Oasis have sold out stadium after stadium after stadium in England. Here, they haven't sold anything out, but they're going to be big concerts when they come here.
Give me a song apart from Wonderwall. Give me a song.
Look Back in Anger. I mean, don't look back in anger. A Champagne Supernova.
There you go. See?
Yeah. I know, because they're being played nonstop at the moment on Facebook.
Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with...
to be honest, Noel Gallagher can write a song. No doubt about it. And he can play the guitar.
Do you know who I really, when it comes to song, what's the name of that the band that you really like? Where they kind of talk. You know, they talk, and they did a song
Sleeping Mods.
I think they're classic, aren't they?
I don't think they're big fans of Oasis. I think they've said a lot of things about, especially,
Didn't our Australian chick do a song with Sleeping Mods?
Amy Taylor. It was terrible. It's not good.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. Yeah, Hurts is one of my favorite songs of theirs, apart from, you know.
They're good, but their own stuff. That remix they did with Lena Lovitch. But, you know,
Oh my God, is that the most awesome? Yeah,
Rick and Rollo, three episodes ago. Oh, I think we close up with it.
Yeah. It was some dude who just mixed it together with his thing and then the Sleeping Mods took it and then went, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And now it's got 100,000 views. Yeah, this is amazing. Lena Lovitch is because you're a little bit older than me.
I was born in 1969.
You
would have been 10 when Lena Lovitch came out. I was 16 or something, or you know, about 16.
It is a fantastic song, but my lucky number is one.
It's very interesting to see this massive, Oasis of gathering.
Yep.
I would say all their concerts would be, again, 98% original English, white English, a few West Indians or whatever in there. But these are really powerful, showing that there is still a culture of England still going, and that's what they're doing.
England, we're born in England.
Yeah. England swings like a pendulum.
Are we gonna move on to another subject?
No.
How about a rest in peace?
Okay.
His name's Peter.
Rollo's bringing death into the room.
Peter, g'day. Russell, g'day. Clark. Now, Peter Russell Clark was a chef that reminded me of one of your chefs that my favorite.
He didn't look like him, Rollo.
No, but I must admit, when I was down in Melbourne, when I met what's his name? Huey. Remember Huey?
You met Huey.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, me and him had a big cuddle down in his pub. Years ago.
Pub in Melbourne. Okay.
Yeah. Not Huey Lewis,
who just turned 76 the other day.
So Peter Russell Clark, he had a little show on ABC and I loved it. He was just easygoing and he could talk to anyone.
Was he the guy that promoted cheese when I first came here?
That's it.
Where's the cheese?
There you go. You got it. Yeah. Where's the cheese? Because I'm not huge into dairy products anymore.
They are good for you. They are good for you.
Oh, you say. That's okay. I don't mind. I don't mind if you say so. Why do you not wean animals off milk, right? There's no way that we should be drinking. Well,
the vegan diet is designed to send you mentally ill straight out. There's no other excuse for it.
Well, that's
the reason cows have
produced seriously. Milk, I love cheese.
And bees produce
cheese.
Honey.
I the love
reason
it.
Bees yes. produce honey and cows produce milk because God exactly. wanted us to eat these things. They're there for a reason.
Swear to God, I swear to God.
There is no vegans in heaven. I'll just say that. They're not going there.
There's no vegans in heaven. There you go. Well, Christy,
that's a great song. Have you? Okay, go, Christy. Yeah. Really?
No. She said, no, I'm not. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
There's no
well,
vegans.
That's my latest claim. There is no vegans in heaven. This is a great claim. This is one of the greatest Rick and Rollo. Oh, it looks
good. You're listening to Rick and Roller.
No matter what you say, you're listening to Conversation or your preoccupation on truthmeets.com. You can practice every day. And now back to the conversation. The art of conversation.
And here we are listening to Rick and Rollo, episode number 38 on
now,
Saturday, the 12th of July, 2025.
You sound like, who do you sound like?
I've no idea.
You sound like Clive Robertson.
No, Clive Robertson. The first one was Clive Robertson. That was just one of those, you know, those voices you hear that introduce things in between.
Who's the one that says, you blockheaded bastard, Rollo? You blockheaded bastard.
No idea who you're talking about, Roller. No idea.
I think his name was John Laws.
Yeah, we're not bringing John into the room. No, we're not bringing not yet. John into the room. No. Yeah, no. I've listened to.
All right. If I do this.
I've listened to the Oasis reunion show at Cardiff last week. On that Media Monarchy, James Evan Pilato's very good music show that he did. Fantastic.
Okay.
And his new show. I've got to say there's some good stuff in that new show, particularly about the Texas floods. I'll be bringing this up later. I'll be doing it on a Retold possibly tomorrow.
What was the go with that? It's flash floods.
Well, guess what? Can you believe it? The day
100,
before.
100 people died. 100 people the day, died in that thing.
The day before. Rollo, mm-hmm. or 2 days mm-hmm. before, that the Texas government admitted that they were doing weather manipulation. They were spraying silver oxide 2 days before. Just by coincidence.
I heard they were trying to blame Donald Trump
the lefties blamed Donald Trump. The righties, they were aware of weather manipulation, and apparently they've admitted that they did spray silver oxide over cloud 2 days before or 38 hours, it was some suspicious number before the floods. And so I'm suggesting that was a deliberately done thing. How many people died, I can't tell you, but let me just tell you now. I've seen the damage
100.
Where I live of Taree. It's more still than 100. Fucked. It is fucked. And only two people died or three people, or was it four or five, whatever. You know, compared
that
to
that was crazy. That flood was crazy in Taree. I swear, the river got up to almost to over that bridge.
I drive through it every week, and I'm just
it's the only way you can get from where you are, which is near Port Macquarie. I know exactly where you live.
The winner is Sydney.
Yep.
Yeah. I've got to go through Taree.
Yeah. Exactly. It's only and one you way. Have to go over that bridge. Yeah.
And apparently the water came right up to the top, and it's phenomenal when you go over it now.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Did it really get? So I've been talking to different people that were in that worked. I've talked to old
crazy high.
That,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people that said that they worked in. Well, you can vouch for this. You got your driver's license from the Taree.
That's right.
RTA.
Underwater. And that's the charcoal chicken. I know. See again. I know exactly. You know the charcoal chicken. I used to eat chicken back in those days.
Nothing wrong with that, Roy. Nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that. Then right up on the where I got my, I was 17 and 9 months. It was the day that I could get my driver's license. I went into the
RTA.
The RTA to get my, I just wanted my license so badly. I just wanted to drive a car.
Yep.
And I got it that day.
I wonder if anyone knew what they were giving you permission to do. The guy that did the most drink driving on vodka that I know of, you.
I'm not going to admit that I've ever drunk.
Well, you did it on at least 100 shows, 100 Rick and Rollo shows over the last on fakeologist.com.
I tell you, one of the most ridiculous was my wife. My wife got done for point
yes.
five, like I just like a just something, just a tiny amount. My wife will talk think. To you.
No, she won't because she doesn't want to embarrass herself. But no, but you should have been done.
She said, I've asked Bello to remove that. But no. Look, it was.
Yeah, Rollo, my ex, the same thing happened to her one night, and she was a 15th over the level, and she got done.
Yeah, just a,
and you have to get taken in. Fingerprinted and embarrassed and humiliated by the cops.
Yeah.
Worse than
let me tell you, the only good cops are dead cops, and I'll keep saying that. Trust me, I fucking hate the police. I mean,
no one hates the cops more than you.
I swear to God, the only good cops are dead cops. If you're wearing that, I'll point a gun at your face and I'll shoot your fucking, I'll put the gun in your mouth.
I don't know how you managed. You must have had a few more beers than the frozen ones before this, but you got digitally raped by police, digitally impregnated. Sorry.
I made a joke about that cocaine that was found in Newcastle.
Yep.
They found all that cocaine, right? I said, you cunts, you stole it. You cunts have stole it. And then I said, it's up my ass. And then, I got digitally raped. digitally raped. It was rape.
Well, I've never had a rectal cavity search in my life, thank God. You have. You can't have been the first time. Was it the first time you've been checked for illegal substances up your derriere?
Yes. They had plastic gloves on and that. Index finger right up my ass. And I...
I don't know why I'm laughing.
No, let me tell you something funny though.
I actually,
when I was, what was my favorite band back in the, what was his name? The Gingerhead 1988. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Rick Astley, right?
Yeah. I remember listening to that song. And I was actually a bit gay back in the day.
We don't need to go back into the
but that was
choices.
But that was what do you call it? What's it called? When consensual. I consent. You know what it's talking about? Like consent.
I consent to have someone
looking to you. Have you ever kissed someone that without permission?
No.
On the lips?
No.
You always know when consent is. Like you just look in and then bang, you go for a kiss. A kiss and a cuddle. That's what it's all about. That's why babies are made. how babies are made.
And really? Rollo, this is exclusive to Rick and Rollo show tonight, that we've just released the amazing information by Rollo that that's how babies are made. You just have to kiss somebody and they get pregnant.
Then we got babies. Your son, like, now you said last week, because I've got everything that we were talking about last week. Remember the porn star that I couldn't remember the name of? It was Tracy Lords. It wasn't Ginger Lynn. It was Tracy Lords. It was just classic. Not that I watch porn.
You're standing like a liar now. Not that you've watched porn. I believe that you were the person that was analog, using video copying and copying video porn and selling it.
That's right. I did do that. And one of the most awful things was when I had the big screen TV and I put it and there's like, you know, porn
on the TV
in the house where and my mother and father were looking away. So I pressed the stop button quickly, you know, that I just went, oh my God, if they'd only seen what I was looking at. Back in the day, Bob, I dare say he's Bob's, what's it called? The video shop. Remember Bob?
Called? Didn't you work at?
He had Betamax. He had all the Deep Tray. Have you ever seen Deep Tray?
Yes.
Well, back in the day, you couldn't get that here in Australia. Now, what was his name? The guy that, what was her name? Linda Lovelace, or what?
Yes.
What was her?
Can I just interrupt, Rollo?
Yeah.
The stars above the canopy.
Jerry Gerard, his name was. Keep going.
Okay, but I'm just going to have to say this. The stars above my head are absolutely clear and phenomenal. Mm. Sorry, I just have to interrupt there. I think Susie was going on about me talking about stars regularly. But stars.
Yeah, in 1986, if you want to talk about stars, like astrology or astronomy.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about astrology?
I can do both.
Well, in 1986, there was Halley's Comet, and it was weak source. It was such weak source.
It was tiny, like a little slight.
We were promised this massive, you know, and it was weak source.
Boring as anything.
Yep. But up there in Taree,
Tari's got the same stars.
The stars. The stars, because I used to, because there's no, what's it called? Light pollution. Yep. Yeah, where you look up and just.
I've got total Milky Way above my head.
Yeah, well, because you live close to. I know exactly where you live, but. Port Macquarie was, just say Port Macquarie, is that where,
Well, same things, within 30 minutes for me, or 25 minutes, or whatever it is.
But that's, that way, you know, I don't, because that little village, I know exactly where you live. And, it's like, I'm Wallsend and Cardiff. You wouldn't be able to find me if,
if anyone wanted to find you, they just go into Newcastle and say, have you seen this spastic-looking guy that roams around with a purple coat on with long hair and little glasses on? and he's really loud, and he cuts himself in restaurants, and he does stupid things. They go, yeah, that's Rollo.
Just sort of are you allowed to say the word spastic? Call me a retard.
Hey, speaking of changing the subject, can I tell you what I found in an e-waste bin today?
What did you find in an e-waste bin?
A 2002 Game Boy and about 15 games, including a whole lot of Pokemon Gold.
It worked.
It probably will, but it was in the e-waste bin. I just Googled a couple of the games I found. One of them was at least $300 to buy because they're vintage games from 20 years.
What was your favorite computer game when it started? None.
I can't stand any of them.
What about pinball machines? Have you ever played pinball?
Yeah.
Pinball. He's a pinball wizard, right?
Hey, remember that? I do, because the Who, musical, the film is worth seeing, particularly Oliver Reed. Coming in as
Ollie. Ollie is. Remember when he fell off the chair?
Oliver, can you imagine filming a film and you've got Oliver Reed and Keith Moon in the same set? Can you imagine the carnage?
That's just heaven to me. When I die and I go to heaven, right? Is you,
Rollo,
me,
you're only going there to start eating meat. I just have to say this again. You can't go there and the shit.
Oliver Reed, Peter O'Toole,
Richard Harris.
Who's Richard Harris? Exactly.
What's his name from Jaws? Quint.
I know his name.
Bigger alcoholic than anyone else. Was it not Harris?
Yeah, I think his name's Roy Scheider.
Roy Scheider wouldn't probably snip some. You know, it didn't do anything.
I know who you're thinking of. The mad Irishman. The one that got eaten by the shark. Got eaten by the shark. What is his name? I have to look it up. But he was classic.
These are high powered. Not only was he a fantastic actor. He actually was a published novelist, and he actually got nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for one of his books.
I'm gonna have to look this up. There we go. I'm gonna have to do it.
And he was a real alcoholic, not just a pretend one. Like you're a real one.
Yeah. He drank the hard stuff.
Nonstop. Yeah. What's his name? A, B, C. Can we do it without AI? I'm gonna go through the alphabet. A, B, C, D. Robert Shaw.
Robert Shaw, there you go, Robert Shaw.
You got to do it. See the ABC. No AI this used then.
Classic. No Robert AI Shaw.
Used. Now, Robert Shaw, absolutely.
When he said the sharks, you know, when the sharks, I swear to God, I
keep sending it to you. So apparently, he went away because he made a fool of himself a few times, and he came back and he said,
"He did.
I think I've nailed this performance," and he did it.
And yeah, him and
said that's good, and they ended up using. They might have edited a bit, but he did that.
They did it.
He wrote that himself. He went away and typed up that speech because he was a Pulitzer Prize winning author.
Yep, he wasn't happy with. Can you imagine a drunk like him, and he wasn't happy with his first performance?
No,
and he said to Spielberg,
I can do better.
Maybe they got the rush. The rushes. You get the rush.
They do that every night. The rushes go through, and they go.
Yeah,
and they look at them. And I've seen that happen.
He went.
I've seen
I'm
that
not.
Happen.
I'm not. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. The Russes in
Matrix.
Like, who's the? Yeah, well, exactly. When you met, Keanu Reeves.
I didn't meet. I was there standing next to him.
Yeah, that's right. You had to, wasn't it? You had to keep people away from him or whatever. The most famous person I ever met, I would say Angus Young. I would say, who would you say, because famous when it comes to
me.
Too many to name, Rollo.
Yeah. You're listening.
Rick and Rollo.
Rick and Rollo.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Thank you, Sarah. Saturday the 12th of July, 2025. Rick and Rollo 38. And Sarah, that's our super duper producer's girlfriend.
Jollo. There's Jollo.
Jollo, yeah. I spoke Jollo's to him. Wife. I spoke to him for about an hour. What? Wife, girlfriend. I spoke to him for an hour and I rang his old number, and he's just a legend guy. I really.
Have you sent any money to him? Because Rollo.
No, I haven't.
Well, that's pathetic.
Not one penny. Not a cent.
Rollo, if you don't do it, I'll never speak. Okay, if you don't do it by next Saturday, we're not doing another.
Say it again.
Until you donate at least the same amount as I have.
How much have you donated? Go on.
Whatever.
All right.
A lot more than $300.
$300. $400. What do I have?
More.
$500.
No, you can do 300. You just give him 300.
Yeah.
And it will balance.
At the end of the day, he'll have it. Hey, now, this is exactly the deal, right? Okay.
Rollo,
you and him have to come to my new house. It's called a housewarming.
Then you better send the money.
We only go there
if you've sent the money. No, you've got to send the money first.
No, doesn't work.
I'm the boss
right now. You know that? Do you know that I'm the boss right now? I've been burnt before. I have been burnt before. I've given. Rollo. I gave. It's, Rollo. I went to South America, right?
Rollo. And I met a guy. The only person that's been burnt out here is me and Joel, because you've not put a cent towards the truthmeets.com.
Not okay.
And you've been on so many shows, and you're getting knocked out the day that we do it, and you haven't given them a cent.
Why do I have to pay? Rollo, John Lord.
I pay, and I'm a struggling witty cleaner. Struggling.
Okay. Cleaner. All right.
I pay $33 a month.
Okay.
Because I have my own show. I'm happy.
You don't sound happy. I mean,
well, I'm not happy because you're
I know happy when I hear it.
Hang on, Rollo. I just have to go to the toilet, and I'm going to leave my phone just next to. And I think we can hear a helicopter coming over. I'm just going to leave my phone near the.
Is Klaus Schwab coming into the room?
Rollo, this is Klaus Schwab from the Weld. No, sorry, this is the ex-head of the Weld Economic Forum. Now,
okay,
unemployed, Rollo. I'm unemployed.
Well, stop crying, Klaus. So what's going on? What's going on?
Well, these people out there, they are running the things that are going on at the moment. They're up to no good, Rollo. And I want to help you.
Who are they, Klaus? Is it Bill Gates?
He's one of them. I don't trust him.
Yep.
I don't like him because, you know, his glasses, he looks suspicious oral. I don't trust Bill Gates.
So Bill Gates?
With a K.
I thought, you guys are, what's it called, the World Economic Forum.
No,
right?
Rolo, I'm unemployed. They sacked me, Rolo. They are not, Rolo, I'm only here for limited time because they've taken, I've got
all right.
Ike's phone in my hand. He's gone to the toilet.
Anthony Fauci. What are your thoughts on Anthony Fauci? Do you know who he is? Can you spell it?
Rolo, he comes to dinner to my house. My house was H-A-U-S. Aguilary. I know him very well.
Fauci. F-A-U-C-I. Fauci.
Rolo, yeah. I want you to send some money. So don't click the donut link.
What's your thought on AIDS, the AIDS in the mid 80s?
The homosexuals.
Yeah. Poofters.
Whatever you call them, Rolo. Anyway, they are,
you take it up the hoo ha. You go the wrong end. Yeah.
Rolo, I'm here very briefly to say that you need to send a donut to the truth meet.
What happened to one of my favorite movies was the 1979 film with Rock Hudson. Remember Rock? Up the Hudson? Remember Rock Hudson?
Rolo, yeah.
I swear to God, I love that movie. It was called The Martian Chronicles.
What they did is they poisoned him with the what's it called? Acid. Acid. It's S-E-A-D.
That's right. In Australia, A-Z-T. We call it Z. In America, they call it Z.
Well, they poisoned Mark Hudson, and he fell to pieces and died. That's D-I-E-T. And he is not well. No, he was not well. But Rolo, I'm trying to spill the beans. But I want to come and I want to be on the Rock and Rolo show as a host, regular.
All right. Well, look. At the end of the day, he kissed. What were the woman from Dallas? What was her? Linda Evans, was it? And then she would get AIDS or something. Yeah, it was just ridiculous.
Hit the donut link.
Fuck yourself. Like, Klaus.
Rolo, I'm back. He's scuttling down the road. All I can see is a shiny little bald head and a black leather jacket scuttling down the road.
Go fuck yourself, Klaus Schwab. Like, honestly, I've never hated. The only one I hate more is probably Bill Gates.
Rolo, can you imagine?
Mm.
4 years ago, I was driving to drop my.
I can imagine yesterday. 4 years ago, I'm in a prison cell with a fucking finger getting jammed up my asshole by a fucking cop.
Yeah, but you asked for that.
They're a whole bunch of rapists. Yeah,
you did. You kind of. I wouldn't say ask for it, but you did kind of. No, but can you imagine that only 4 years ago? You could drive around, and I did, right?
Mm.
And you'd see they took over sports, little stadium.
Remember? They played an AFL game with no one in the
stadium, and they had. Oh my God! Rollo, honestly, but can you imagine?
I couldn't believe it either.
Driving around, and there were people.
Have you ever been in a house where there's no furniture? And the echo that you hear.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
saying, Rollo. Mm. I can off the top of my head straight away remember.
Yeah,
seeing like in Port Macquarie. It was Port Macquarie. There was a stadium, like a local sporting area, and it was completely taken over with PPE wearing spastics with masks on.
And everyone was wearing, what are they called?
PPE. There were 50 or 60 cars queued up in a line, and there were guys roaming around with this blue plastic shit over their heads and bodies, ramming plastic things up people's nostrils.
Mm.
And rubbing them right up the top of the nostril, so it would hurt. Have you ever stuck? I'll do it.
It'd hit your brain. Like,
well, there's a particular level. And now this was going on everywhere. There were people willingly lined up,
allowing that to happen.
Things rammed up their nostril, and they were rubbing these things up the top of their right, like on the blood the blood brain barrier.
Yep.
Now, did anyone find out where they were manufacturing those things? Because I know the masks were coming from China, from Wuhan.
Those plastic shield things that somehow just
out of nowhere.
And then those things on the floor that you said you have to social distance. It was all ready to go.
1.5
meters. And when that guy kicked me in the balls, I swear to God, I said, "Fuck you!" I said, and he donkey kicked me. You know what? Have you ever seen a dog where dog gets hit by, because horses don't like dogs when they're behind. I saw one where it kicks the dog in the face.
It killed
it instantly. A
friend of mine got her back broken by her favorite horse. She just happened to be standing in the wrong position.
Yeah,
and she was she's a horse chick. You know what I mean?
Like, a whisperer,
she does events and all the stuff. And she got her back broken by her favorite horse. They don't care.
The donkey
kick or the horse kick is extraordinarily dangerous.
Oh,
but anyway,
fuck yeah.
Can you imagine that only that long ago, 4 years ago, there were people queuing up to get this thing rammed up their nose?
Up their nose, yeah. Yep. It was,
and I don't doubt.
And I wore a thing on my lapel. Yep. I said, I am exempt. I'm exempt from this. And the dude, he's got his like. I'll do it like this. Like, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
See, so when you've got that mask on your face, yeah.
They are still wearing them right now. There are people.
The ones that I don't have a problem with are the Asians, because
normal.
It's normal
for them. Yep.
Yep.
100%.
Whereas the ones that I don't like are the Australians.
Yeah.
And they're on their own. And they're driving.
I've seen it again the other day, and I'm going, not again. Sure. But all I can say is the only light in the distance. Oh, no. So anyway, now I have to tell you this. Going back to the Black Sabbath concert.
Oh, yeah, so Aussie. Yeah.
Today on they've actually set up a website still. It's called Back to the Beginning website on Facebook. Someone posted a story about the miracle of Black Sabbath. The miracle of Black Sabbath was that all four members have had terrible medical issues, and that the miracle was they came and they performed, and it was seamless. Now, I'm going to tell you now, the Black Sabbath concert was the low light of the whole day. Their performance with Ozzy just literally unable to stand up and just...
Okay.
And they sang some of the most boring music they've ever done. There wasn't, to me, no excitement.
It was the low light. It was the low light.
It was just right. Sad to see. But because I trust Ozzy Osbourne, like, he's a genuine guy. He's not the darkness. He's not even a naughty boy. He's just a working class Birmingham resident that made good with his wife and the management making him to appear to be the bad guy. Now, what they did in this on Facebook, it said the miracle of Black Sabbath that this concert appeared. It said Tony Iommi suffers from prostate cancer. Yes, he did a few years ago. I think he probably is on the mend now.
Mm.
It said Ozzy Osbourne suffers from stage 3 Parkinson's. You know, and they're calling it a super fast Parkinson's. It's like a new Parkinson's for Ozzy. Okay. And it said Bill Ward is suffering from heart issues. Mm. And then it had, of all people, Geezer Butler, who's the guy that actually wrote everything for Black Sabbath. All of the lyrics from Black Sabbath was Geezer Butler.
What a great name, Geezer Butler. You reckon
Terry Butler. Mm. Guess what he was suffering from? So Ozzy had Parkinson's. Tony's got prostate. Bill's got heart. Guess what Terry Geezer Butler's got? He suffered from COVID, long COVID. That's what they put on the thing. And so I immediately replied and I said, so Terry Geezer Butler's healthy. It's terrible about the rest of them.
Is he Jewish? No, not at all.
None of them would be. But the fact that he was prepared to be used, just like Ozempic, the brain shrinking drug, that they are pushing medication for sure.
Horrible drug. And
Terry Geezer Butler has allowed himself to be part of this COVID scam. And so my respect for him is out the window.
What does COVID do?
It's like saying you've had the flu and you need some tissues because you have to blow your nose in.
Hold on. We've had the flu for like 80 years and every year you're supposed to get a shot to get...
Exactly.
Like, it's still around. It is bullshit. My brother, right? When he took that jab just to get on an airplane. I will not get on an airplane where
did he do that?
Yeah, he did.
I believe you.
Yep. I will not get on an airplane where they're all jabbed. Because there's no way I wanna fucking... I know. Could you fly an airplane? I think I could do it. I think
Someone told me how to do it.
Exactly.
You just go,
look, give me the... You're in the cockpit, right? Okay. And then just say, okay. And then just... And learn on the fly, right? Learn on the fly. Here we go. All right. And land it in a field somewhere, you know? Obviously, you can't land it on a
airplanes are run by computers now anyway, and they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Land it in a field, or land it on water, in a nice sort of gentle, Look, at the end of the day, have you seen airplane or whatever it's called flying high? I swear to God, if you just land that fucking thing. On the and try not to kill anyone. What's the hardest landing you ever when you went to New Zealand, right?
That was fairly interesting.
Was it a nice smooth landing?
The wings went all over the place, but the plane was... No, they were fantastic landings. I never had any stress at all. even though I was watching on the landing.
My mother in Hong Kong, right, where you had to actually bank the airplane between the buildings to actually Oh, it was just incredible, and it was really bad weather that night, and like seriously, everybody on the plane
praying,
clapped.
Oh yeah,
they got the bloody aircraft down. Yeah, my mother, was on that flight. It was just amazing. Yeah, like seriously, I mean, there's nothing more awesome than
anyway. That sickened me to see that. This is face.
Rick and Roller. 38.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Click on the donate link.
And you're listening to, let me see this. I don't know. The 12th, that's a T-W-E-L-F-S of July, that's C-H-U-U-L-Y-E, in 2025, F-I-F-E. Rick Ack and Otto, episode number 38, Be Told from Klaus Schwab.
I'm honored that we have Klaus Schwab here
I was so embarrassed before because I could not think of anything funny to say, but because I'm unemployed, I'm unemployed.
I know. What about?
Can you give me a job?
What is that? Your piranha pit. I want to. Your piranha pit. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I want to build one in your new house, Rollo, and I'll come and stay and say,
I live in Cardiff. I
want to come to Cardiff.
And yes. You're more than welcome.
Rollo, in Cardiff in Wales, that's V-A-L-E-S.
Yep.
Cardiff in Wales. Wales? You live in Wales?
It's awesome. Yeah. And Rollo, I live right next to a railway.
Rollo, I said Vales, V-A-L-E-S, and you live in Newcastle, not Wales. Cardiff is in Wales in the UK.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Wales, yeah. Look, at the end of the day, look, I live right next to the railway track. I've got the most awesome present for... Now you might not remember his name's Velasev, or we call him Joel.
No, I
know
he's
wonderful. I've got the best present for him. I swear that it is the best present that Velasev will ever love it.
Do you know
how much it's worth? It's worth more than $300. It's worth $1 million. Let you go. Hey, Rick, are you back?
I'm back.
I was just talking to the fellow from the WEF. Klaus Schwab, yeah, sorry, mate. I had to hang up on him. Mm. And I honestly have one of the best presents. I had the best present for Velo of all time. And he will love it.
What is it going to be? Is it a picture of a train?
Well, should I give the... If I tell you the secret,
he won't be listening. Roller, he won't be listening because he doesn't listen to the
okay.
show.
Okay, it's just this fantastic model train set.
A model train set? That'll be, yeah, that's worth it. That's fantastic.
It's worth $1 million. I swear to God.
Worth $1 million? I'm going to say you might be exaggerating.
I have been known to exaggerate. Do you remember when I was in that pub and those two blokes started having a contretemps, as you called it?
Yes.
I just said, look, you know, can you guys just ease up? I was just playing pool and
he didn't get punched in the head. Better.
Not at all. I got
fantastic.
I got poked in the eye. I'm sure of it because, like, I look at myself in the mirror now. Like, I still eyes. You know,
it's red.
Yeah, I've got all the Visine. I've got the Visine. I've got
it's still red.
Oh,
you need to go to see an ophthalmologist.
Yes, apparently so. That's what Christy says. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you should, because and you may have an infection in there. Or it could be that you picked up something heavy, but it should have gone by now. So this is me being serious here. I would go to the doctor and just say,
are you not serious?
Sometimes. But I'll tell you right now, I'm going to walk over to my hallway. There's a stuff you can get called.
All right.
Which I brought some.
Before we go, it's the nostalgia hour, right? Okay, so play Misty for me. Remember play Misty for me?
Fantastic movie.
Yeah. Do you remember? Yes. That was his directorial debut. He directed that. Yep. He's still with us, by the way.
90s. He looks a bit wonky, but he's
That woman, like, how did he deal with her? It's
I can't
not
remember.
Like whereas a bloke
357 Magnum. No,
he did not. No, no. See, that was the thing. He back in the day. It's called 4. Spaghetti Westerns one.
We had a cult 44.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas. When he was given the role, well, not given, but he landed the role of
Joe, the man with no name, even though his name's Joe, they called the man with no name.
Yeah, that's right, exactly, because it was the grave next to where all the money was.
Mm, that's right, and his name is Joe, apparently.
Yeah, where all the money was, and yeah, all the gold was. All in there. Yeah, like seriously, a great director too, you know.
You think he was that good?
Yeah.
You know, look, I enjoyed all the Clint Eastwood movies of the 70s until the mid-80s. And then after that, he started getting a bit too lefty. And he definitely is not the right-wing Trumpy type in real life, for sure.
Okay.
But look, those movies entertain me to no end.
Do you remember Sandra Locke?
His wife.
Yeah.
Or girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wife.
Girlfriend. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that was his last best movie with Dirty Harry when Sandra Locke. And
yeah, what was that called? That was called
Sudden Impact. Yeah, fantastic movie. I really enjoyed that movie.
But Magnum Force was
did not like it.
You didn't like that?
No. I think David Soul was in Magnum Force.
Yeah, the Chips guy, wasn't it?
No, not Chips. Starsky and Hutch. He was Hutt.
Starsky and Hutt, Avatar,
yeah. And Cagney and Lacey was in Sudden. Also, no, Cagney and Lacey was in Magnum Force. Yeah, no, sorry, we're talking about Magnum Force. So the
Magnum
girl from
Force.
Cagney and Lacey was in Magnum Force. Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of Magnum Force, but I loved Dirty Harry and I loved Sudden Impact. I thought it was a great movie. And guess what he did? I'm telling you now that. The movie.
Have you ever had a gun pointed directly at you?
No,
you've never had. For real, real?
Not normally. No. I don't normally have people
pointing. Yes, I have,
but not in a malicious way. Just
a joke. Just a joke. Yeah.
Okay, which is not a very smart joke because guns are extraordinarily dangerous. Yeah.
Well, have you got your safety on?
Exactly.
You get your safety on, right? I got smashed in the knee. What's that game that we play? The paintball. You remember the paintball game?
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. I got smashed in the knee, even in the safety area. If you can imagine it, that hit me in the eye. Because I didn't have
paintball guns are extraordinarily dangerous if you don't wear goggles.
Oh yeah!
If you got hit in the eye, even a tennis ball in the eye can blind you. So a paintball gun would actually blow your eye to pieces.
I really did enjoy the game though. It was a lot of fun. but you could wear some body.
Rollo, what song are we going out with tonight? Whose turn?
Oh, yeah,
is
yeah. Okay.
What well, song did we go out with wife. Last week?
What?
No. Not
the evil
choice.
That men do.
We did that. That's my turn.
Mm.
Tonight is my turn. Okay.
Mm.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to go out with.
Okay.
And it's a fantastic song from the late 60s. Called I Remember When I Was Young. And I actually, by coincidence, I was listening to it on the way home last night, my favorite radio station.
When I Was Young. Yeah, Matt Taylor.
But I've got to find the original version, but we'll send it off because that is a great song and it's really cool.
I've never heard of Matt Taylor
Matt Taylor was in a band called Chain and also. So it kind of blends in with AC/DC eventually because Matt Taylor had he was a solo act and then he had a band called Chain and it had a guy who was, called Dave Tice playing guitar. And Dave Tice has ended up now, to this day, I do believe, still playing around the traps in Balmain, Brazil, and pubs with Mark Evans from AC/DC. To this day,
Dave Evans. I mixed it up last week.
I'm talking about Mark Evans, the bass player from AC/DC.
So this is Matt Taylor.
I remember when I was young.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Look it up.
I'm looking it up right now. Remember.
Matt Taylor.
Here we go. Let me just. He's still with us.
I think so.
Look at him. He's got a ginger beard and
That's awesome. But what an awesome song! And I said it to Dave J yesterday because I said it kind of reminds me because it's about when you're young and you actually got a brain in your head and you're listening about the sun flying around the earth.
Let me read the Wikipedia. Says, I remember when I was at Subtitle Songs, is an album by an Australian vocalist, John Farnham, released in.
No,
remember when I was. Well,
John Farnham.
I'm just reading.
No, John Farnham. John Farnham wasn't even in Australia when that song came out.
Well, there you go.
It was such a cool song, though. You'll really like it.
My favorite. John Farnham song was.
Forget about John Farnham.
Matt Taylor. Right. Okay. Yeah. Let me read the lyrics. Here we go. The lyrics. Well, I remember when I was young, the world had just begun. And I was happy.
Yes.
I used to wonder about the earth and how it moved around so snappy.
Yeah.
Imagine. Going wild makes me, backward child, they told me.
Yeah, no, they told me. Basically, he's been told if you think too hard when you're at school, you're mentally ill. You don't question what we tell you. It's about a guy getting questioned about what he was thinking when he was
when I was at school. You know what I hated? It was Thursday mornings. It was a double period
of
math.
Oh my God, know? I hated maths. But yet today, I love it. You know, talking about numbers. And
yeah,
like
I know
that.
It's a little bit funny now, but back in the day, I hated
it too.
Thursday,
I hated school. Period. No, apart from when I was old enough, which is about 15, where you could just literally walk out the back of school. They were not checking on where you were.
That's right. I should have left school. Because
at 12.
Entire, yeah, you could easily have left school. Yep. No, my parents made me go to year 12.
Oh, dear.
And the thing is, that's the reason I got punched in the face
and bullied,
because I could actually remember shit. You know.
No, look, honestly, I think school was one of the most traumatic things I could put into my life.
It's designed to make you an imbecile. Just conform.
Yeah, conform.
You remember exactly. one of my favorite bands was I spoke to him just the other day. His name's Tom Dalpra. Remember Tommy Dalpra?
Yeah, and he just turned up the other day, by coincidence.
Well, he used to knock. Yeah, well, yeah, it was classic. Yeah,
I'll just shout out Tom Dalpra. He actually met Stephen Hawking and the Pink Floyd's one of my favorite Pink Floyd characters, Syd Barrett. He actually met both of those people. Mm. Now that is fairly impressive, Tom Dalpra.
That's unique. That's unique. When I was in,
how do you catch a unique rabbit, Rollo? How do you catch a unique rabbit?
Tell me. How?
Unique up on it.
Unique up on it.
How do you catch a tame rabbit, Rollo? I've done this before. A tame rabbit.
Pretty sure we have. Yeah.
You unique up the tame way you did the first one. The tame way you unique up on the other one. There you go.
What's the no idea? What's the no idea gag? You know, still no idea. Yeah. Look.
I think we'll send it off to Jolo, the man you're going to send $300 to. I think we've done a good show.
$300 to Joel. What song are we going out with again?
I remember Matt Taylor. I remember
when I was young. So very good. All right.
And it's all
it's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure, of course. But
can we do? We'll do the after show after this. So here we go. We'll do the after show after this. Okay, there you go.